The Czech and Polish presidents climbed to the summit of Mount Snieżka, the highest point in the Krkonoše Mountains that divide the two Central European neighbors. Czechs and Poles have been making the joint pilgrimage since the early 1990s, but the two nations have been meeting at the mountaintop for even longer than that. Rob Cameron has the story.
A special mass said by Joachim Meissner, Archbishop of Cologne, in honor of St. Lawrence, patron saint of cooks, brewers, pastry chefs, and indeed Mount Snieżka, the highest summit in the Czech Republic, and a popular destination for Polish hikers as well. St. Lawrence has lent his name to the annual pilgrimage to this peak in the Krkonoše Mountains, attended by hundreds of Czechs and Poles each year, and indeed presidents. Bronisław Komorowski is the newly elected leader of Poland.
Tutaj na szczytach jest...
Here at the summit of Mount Snieżka, we're closer to God, but also paradoxically closer to the people. From here you can see a better world. You can see how the world is beautiful and unusual. Thank you for this shared experience, for this political and non-political meeting here on a mountain path. I'm pleased that together we can see the beauty of the world, the beauty of Poland, the beauty of the Czech Republic, and the beauty of this special place, these great Krkonoše Mountains.
At 58, President Komorowski is a good 10 years younger than his Czech counterpart Václav Klaus, a keen sportsman but one who suffered a few minor health problems in recent years, common to people of his age. He arrived at the summit just slightly out of breath, and despite the best efforts of the two presidents' bodyguards and protocol staff, a few minutes after his Polish colleague.
It's definitely my biggest climb since my hip operation, that's for sure. So I've been taking it easy today, walking a bit slower than usual, and paying very close attention so I don't trip up.
The joint Czech-Polish hiking path leading to the peak of Mount Snieżka was first opened in 1961, when both countries were members of the Eastern Bloc. It was possible to hike along the border, but still involved some formalities, such as ID checks by communist border guards, and was restricted to tourists from Poland and Czechoslovakia. In the 1970s, Polish and Czech dissidents, including Adam Michnik and Václav Havel, held clandestine meetings here. After 1989 and the fall of communism, President Havel initiated a tradition of continuing the Czech-Polish pilgrimages to the summit of Mount Snieżka, the first taking place in 1990. Archbishop Dominik Duka is the head of the Czech Catholic Church.
Toto tradice vznikla hned po...
The tradition of our leaders walking to the summit of Mount Snieżka started right after the fall of communism in 1989. The first such pilgrimage was in 1990, so this is really the 20th free pilgrimage we've held.
Today, of course, the two countries are EU members and signatories to the Schengen Agreement, and there is no longer a border to cross, meaning Czechs, Poles, and anyone else for that matter, can wander about at their leisure. While the two presidents held informal talks on mutual relations, the EU and NATO, inside a mountain chalet, the rest of the pilgrims took a well-deserved rest before heading off once again down the mountain path to their respective countries.
Rob Cameron reporting. One of the most successful Czech sportsmen